Good morning, Lewis. So, guess what? Goldman Sachs has decided against making a second round of broad performance-based job cuts this year. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, really? So they're keeping their workforce stable after a better-than-expected recovery in investment banking.
Exactly. They had some big decisions to make this spring, but it seems like things are looking up now. A rise in investment banking fees and client engagement helped them avoid further reductions.
I see. So, what was the main reason they were considering these cuts in the first place?
Well, they were managing expenses and staff performance as part of their annual cull. Only a low single-digit percentage were laid off in the first round.
Right, and they kept the option of a second round in September if the business environment remained challenging, especially after Trump's tariffs.
That's right, but now, with fears easing about how disruptive the trade strategy will be, their decision to avoid more cuts makes sense.
So, how are the investment banking fees doing this year? That must have played a big role.
Oh wow, they're up more than 25% from the same quarter last year at Goldman. That's the biggest jump among its competitors.
Wow, that is so cool. And across the industry, fees are up about 2% to around $67 billion.
Exactly, and trading has also been a strong source of revenue for Goldman this year.
Right, because of the elevated levels of market volatility, it seems like they're in a good position compared to other banks.
Definitely, their decision reflects a tumultuous year on Wall Street. Early optimism about deregulation and consolidation faded in April with the US tariff policy.
Yeah, but now things are looking up. The banks are talking about growing backlogs of potential transactions.
Exactly. So, while the plans are subject to change if economic conditions shift, it seems like Goldman is in a stronger position than expected.
Well, that's reassuring. It's always good to see companies making decisions based on solid performance rather than just cutting costs.
Agreed. Let's keep an eye on how this plays out, especially with the global economic climate still uncertain.
Absolutely. Thanks for the update, Alice. That was quite insightful.
Thank you, Lewis. We'll be back with more business news right after this break.